the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Always a good way to start the show. Welcome aboard, folks. This is the February 21st, 2026 edition of America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time here in a wintry New York City area. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, off we go together as the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. It's time to talk everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning, Mary.
It is. Good morning. Good morning to all of our listeners. Yes. Aside from the blizzard that we have
Well, coming. We're under the blizzard watch.
I was thinking spring was coming. But
first time since 2017, they say. Yep. But the good news is the calendar may say February 21st, but March is around the corner.
It is.
Spring will be here. We'll soon be talking cherry blossoms, and that's where my focus is because we're going to start off positive and cheery on this wintry day. So, Rudy, you know, you're all set, ready to go with us from Minnesota?
I am. We got a couple inches of snow on the ground, but the sun's out. And there's something about the cherry blossom festivals being canceled in at least a couple of Japanese cities because there are too much crowds.
That.
That's why I was chuckling when you said we're starting out with good news, the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I saw that this week.
Yeah.
That's
goodness.
In Japan.
Yeah,
in
but
Japan.
Those they're famous.
Well, listen, here in DC,
they started it.
It'll start to warm up. So, Bobby, I'll say good morning to you down there in Dallas at the Network Center. How are you?
Wonderful. How are y'all?
We're well. Listen, 105 today. After the show is over at noon, I'll be watching the Yankees. It's their home opener there in Tampa. Aaron Judge, we've got their top prospect, Carlos LaGrange, is going to be pitching. But I did say, thinking about you, Bobby, this, Super Bowl champs Seattle Seahawks are now for sale. I know the Washington Commanders, they sold for whatever, $6 billion a few years ago. So I would say, what do you think? I think the Seahawks, when they're sold, it's going to surpass $6 billion. Do you agree?
I would guess so, yeah. They keep going up, those NFL valuations. So, yeah, probably like closer to 8 to 10.
Yeah, well, you know, I know you're still putting together all your group down there to buy the Cowboys at some point.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're just saving every penny.
I can't believe they televise preseason games.
Rudy,
do people bet on them?
Listen, Rudy, how do we make our money on this show? Sponsorship. Rudy, it's all about the sponsorship monies. Okay, that's what it is. So
have they always done that for years?
Yes, spring exactly.
Training?
Yeah. Actually,
there's
now
enough
than
bandwidth for it, not sponsorship.
All right. Well, if anyone's tuning in thinking, hey, they're getting sports talk, I'm going to transition us to travel. New travel polls have been added to our show website today. Here are the results of the just completed travel polls, and we thank all of you who voted. First question, when you travel, where do you prefer to dine? 6% of you said you prefer to cook your own food when you travel. 7% said food trucks or street food. 9% chose other. 15% said Michelin star restaurants, 17% said fast food chains, 20% hotel restaurants, and 26% local mom and pop restaurants.
Well, I'd say that. You know, I think that other, Mary, might be national chain restaurants is not on the list.
Could be.
So that's probably perhaps.
I think the high number for hotel restaurants speaks to how they have really elevated hotel restaurants. 20 years ago, you would never see hotel restaurants on there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, second question. What's your dream vacation if you had 1 year and unlimited income?
You liked this
poll. I'm going to start at the top. Yeah. I did. Living abroad as a local, immersing in the customs, language, and foods, 25% of you would like to do that.
I'm all over that, too.
15% of you said taking a world cruise. 14% hitting as many of America's national parks as possible. 13% of you want to live abroad in a luxury wellness resort. 12% of you said none of the above. 12% of you said see the Big Five in Africa and enjoy a safari in the Australian outback.
That'd be nice.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Not that many people voted it, though.
No. 10% luxury RVing around America.
Well, see, all of them except the, you know, the luxury around RVing, you have to do yourself because you're self-driving. All these others are basically being done for you. I guess living local abroad.
I like the living local abroad for a year.
What about fantasy sports camps? I mean, could you go? Could you just go all around that?
I mean, that's another.
All year.
All year.
So
that'd
we're
be
back
great.
Back to sports talk. Here
that's
we
what
go.
It is. Exactly.
This is the vein today.
I'll bring it back as much as we can.
Mary and I will be over in Paris having
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy yourself.
For a year.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, there we are. So, folks, new polls are up on the website. Go vote. And then we will talk about those in the coming weeks on the show. Right now, we'll turn to the Travel News Roundtable. And I think the first place that we'll go. All right. So this week we watched as the former Prince Andrew was arrested. Right. That caused a lot of waves in the news yesterday because of his involvement with sex predator Jeffrey Epstein. And in the world of travel, just like King Charles's brother, well, Illinois' governor J.D. Pritzker's brother, Hyatt Hotels CEO Thomas Pritzker, is out. And because of his, and that's all because of his engagement with the Epstein clan, if you will, and Ghislaine Maxwell and so forth. Here's what he said. I have, you know, by the way, if this was not for the Trump administration, the DOJ releasing all the files, he'd still be in his position. So this statement that he made, I think, is weak. I exercise terrible judgment in maintaining contact with them, and there is no excuse for failing to distance myself sooner. And he went on, if you're really interested in that. But we'll bring it back to other news and big news from one of our show partners, Region 7 Seas Cruises. January was the strongest booking month in company history. Interesting that it coincides with their new partnership with us. This week, the company also announced that they have just confirmed their fourth Prestige class ship. They do have the Seven Seas ship Prestige coming later this year in December. This will be the fourth. They have another one coming in 2030, a third one coming in 2033, and this one will now come in 2036. And then finally, besides Elliott Investment Management building a stake in parent company NCL of more than 10%, longtime CEO Harry Sommer stepped down. He did that last week because we were off. I just wanted to mention it. They have John Chidley has taken on as the new CEO effective immediately. Mary, you add all this together, it is why I keep saying there's so much mojo going on with Region 7 Seas and Oceanic Cruises.
Right, as we used to say at Spy Magazine, coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
Yeah. That they're advertising with us and great things are happening.
Yeah, we like that.
I'm going to transition us. If you're a United Airlines listener, Bobby, what do you have for us?
You're not just flying, you're flying the friendly sky.
Have a credit card.
Exactly, Rudy. If you have a credit card, you're flying the friendly
sky. So basically,
skies.
You're not.
So not anymore. You may remember that longtime 1980s old jingle. If you are a rewards member with United, you're going to see big changes coming starting April 2nd. In a nutshell, travelers with the airline's credit card will earn more miles and get higher discounts compared to those poor people without the card. Customers who don't have one of the cards or elite status will not earn any miles if they book in basic economy. American Airlines is already doing that. So just a quick example, for a traveler with a without a co-branded United Airlines credit card, you'll get 3 miles per dollar spent on a ticket, down from the current 5 miles that you get. And a cardholder could earn 6 miles or more if they use the card to buy it. Those with elite mileage plus status will earn miles at a higher rate as
well. So basically, Rudy, what this is, if you want to fly in United and earn miles at a respective rate, have our credit card. Destroy your credit, by the way, because the more credit you have out there, the worse your credit is in the country. Okay, I'll just tell you that right now. But if you just want to buy a ticket, well, we'll give you something, but it's not going to be worth a lot. So it's
well,
not
I later
really
mentioned in the show, in the deal of the week, that there's some
so
I can leaven that a little.
There, I like that.
Your first year of that card is free. Then it's $70 every year thereafter,
every year.
And you do get 70,000 miles if you are accepted.
All right. So Rudy's got his pile. He's preparing for his deals of the week. That's coming up in hour two today, folks. So stick around for that, and he'll share what he just shared now. All right, after this quick sponsors break, all things aviation and airlines will come into focus. Richard Abalafia joins the show in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. You can experience that same level of top quality sleep at home at big savings as our friends at helixsleep.com/carry have extended their President's Day sale through this weekend. You'll save 27% if you act today.
Stop sleeping on those old worn out mattresses thinking it's okay. They offer a 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. Go take the 2-minute sleep quiz, find the perfect mattress. mattress for you. Save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, and if you suffer from aches, pains, and inflammation, Relief Factor is a remedy for you to check out. It's 100% drug-free and third-party tested for purity and potency. It's an effective way to turn back the clock on pain.
You know, travel can also impact our bodies. You'll notice the difference as soon as you take Relief Factor, folks. Developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation, it doesn't mask pain. It helps eliminate it forever. Join us. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the three-week quick start for just $19.95. Or, as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
You know, when you think of all the sectors we cover on this program week to week, the aviation sector is probably the one that I'm most passionate about. It's also the largest, and it's going to be our focus for these next 10 minutes of the show. Before we get to it, however, we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and resorts, as well as luxury cruise ships, invest so much in their beds. You can experience that same level of top quality sleep at home at big savings, as our friends at helixsleep.com/carry have extended their President's Day sale through this weekend, which means if you act today, you'll save 27%.
Stop sleeping on old worn out mattresses thinking it's okay. It's not, folks. Instead, make the move today and do something that will actually improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA, and they ship directly from their facility to your door. They offer a 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose. Go take the 2-minute sleep quiz to find the perfect mattress for your sleep needs, and by the time you tune in next week to the show, you'll be sleeping better than ever, all right? Save 27% this weekend at helixsleep.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, today's B-Block guest is a longtime show friend. He's been appearing on this program with regularity for nearly 9 years. If you're a longtime listener, then you already know Richard Abulafia is one of our favorite guests. He's the managing director of Aerodynamic Advisory. He joins us now on the show hotline from our nation's capital.
Yes, he does. Richard, Mary couldn't set you up any better than that. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thanks, Robert and Mary.
Well, really appreciate having you here today with us. You know, I said at the rejoin that the aviation sector of travel is the one I'm probably most passionate about. You know, we've so many things that we want to discuss with you today, but where to begin here, Mary? Where to begin? Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to go this direction. American Airlines, well, they're celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. It is the airline that Mary and I fly most frequently. The level of service they offer and reliability, that's continued to get worse. Of the big three, they are the most reliant on domestic travel for revenue. Since Robert Isom took over from Doug Parker as CEO, I think about 4 years ago or so now, he has not earned the same level of love and loyalty from American's employees. A week ago, the leaders of their flight attendants union urged him to step down, saying, "American requires a leader who is willing, equipped, and empowered to get the house in order." So I want you to talk about the turbulence happening at American Airlines and what we should expect moving forward.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of an unfortunate situation, and it's unusual that you get a union that's revolting against inadequate profitability. Normally, it's, you know, we want, you know, various perks or whatever, but here they're concerned about the direction of the company, and I totally get that. I don't think you're going to see, you know, there is the possibility of leadership change, no question, and they certainly need a new strategic direction. I think that's pretty clear. They're the weakest of the big three by a wide margin in many different metrics. But I, you know, I don't think it's going to have a huge impact upon where they serve and what travelers experience, except that I think they do need a new approach to the premium part of the cabin, and you could see some changes coming there, because United and Delta have done really great work in that department, and they've benefited from that significantly.
Okay, thanks for that, Richard. So over the years with you, we've spent a lot of time certainly talking about Boeing, and it's a company that we also follow closely. We know you follow it religiously. So since Kelly Ortberg took on the CEO role 18 months ago, he is making an impact and a difference in the company's operations and even their outlook. We're seeing higher jet deliveries. That's positively impacting earnings. With the State of the Union coming up Tuesday evening there in Washington, D.C., what is your state of Boeing on this February 21st that you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the big story of last year, right? I mean, the comeback of Boeing. And unfortunately, it's a very long road back because they had a very difficult couple of decades of the century, to put it like. But everything they're doing is in the right direction. Well, not everything. And again, it's a long road. But you look at that recovery and delivery numbers that you're talking about, their financial outlook, you know, their CFO, Jay Malave, gave guidance for $10 billion in free cash flow in a couple of years, which is remarkable. Mm-hmm. They won the biggest single Air Force fighter contract last year, the F-47 program. They're clearly heading back. And they're also, most importantly in my world, talking about the next generation product, which under previous leadership was completely forbidden. So, you know, the acknowledgement that they're an engineering company that has a future is just a very welcome change.
Richard, I think it's probably 5-6 years we've been talking about the 777X. I mean, and we're still waiting. So, I mean, it's, you know, we're getting there, but I mean, we're still waiting, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Matter of fact, I was in Everett last week, and yeah, they've got 30-something ready to go.
Right.
They need it. Yeah. Final certification, and that's going to take another year at least. That's been, as you say, a very long road. The only good news I can give you is that more and more customers are appreciating it. They're buying it. I think the order book is quickly coming to 600 jets, which for, you know, a $250, $300 million plan, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot.
In the certification process. So hopefully new leadership, new directions will get them faster on that path. But yeah, it's been agony.
Well, we'll continue to follow that, you know, and I want to kind of stay in the technology area and development because, you know, listen, I love technology and following its evolution. And when I can see creative ways to adapt technology that positively benefits our lives, it always grabs my attention. So this week I read a financial analysis and commentary in the Wall Street Journal. It detailed how refurbished jet engines are now helping to power AI data centers. And what I read focused on FTAI Aviation, the company, and the modifications they're making to Boeing 737 engines to convert aircraft engines to natural gas turbines for power generation. I mean, that is, to me, you know, really, I found it fascinating. Another company out there, ProEnergy, they're adapting Boeing 747 engines to be natural gas turbines, and it's a pretty easy conversion from the descriptions that's been provided. The numbers that jumped out at me, Richard, really where I'm going with this, besides just the cool conversion of technology, FTAI says that they expect to deliver about 100 converted engines as turbines a year. It's going to generate about 2.5 gigawatts. That's a massive amount of power. It's enough to power about 2 million U.S. homes. Are you watching this emerging business sector in any way about how refurbished airline engines perhaps could be part of a solution for our power needs?
You know, it's intriguing, for sure. And I share your fondness for technology, as you know.
Right.
But I think, you know, are there short-term possibilities that drive this? Possibly, you know. But industrial gas turbines are really very different beasts. They're different companies, you know, solar and people like that. And the design parameters for an industrial gas turbine are really quite different from an aero gas turbine. That doesn't mean there's not some crossover. For sure there is. But in terms of this going to be a sustainable, huge growth opportunity, I don't know. I think as soon as the supply chain recovers, which might be a few years given the way things are going, particularly for, you know, castings and forgings and all the things that go into a jet engine, then you'll see the industrial gas turbine people deliver. But look, either way, no question, gas turbines are going to be part of the solution for power needs.
Well, and all I was going to say on that, for folks listening, if they wonder how do they do this, it's really one of the simplest ways. It's replacing the fuel nozzles to utilize natural gas instead of the jet fuel. But anyway, I know, Mary, you want
to
go.
So we have about a minute and a half left. I do want to talk to you about another growth opportunity, these lower-cost airlines, whether it's Breeze Airways, David Neilman's been on our show before, Allegiant Air, they just are in the process of acquiring Sun Country, Drew Wells has been on our show, their COO. Any thoughts on, I could even throw out JSX, different model, but still, any thoughts on the lower cost airlines and growth?
You know, I want to be an optimist, right?
Yeah.
and certainly things that lower the cost of travel for people. Absolutely great, and God knows Allegiant has done some good work over the years. But more and more, because of the high structural costs, and because, frankly, we've got a bit of a K-shaped economy where, you know, the premium sector is doing better than the non-premium sector, there's a lot of stress on this group of carriers. And that's, of course, driving mergers like the, you know, Sun Country and whatever else. It's a very difficult environment, even though I do believe in the model for, you know, many different routes and many different new routes. But, you know, the reengineering of Southwest, I think, speaks to just how difficult it is to just play a purely cost-driven game.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Any thoughts before we're done? We have about 40 seconds on Southwest.
Well, you know, I was one of those people who really believed in the Herb Kelleher vision. I don't like change, but on the other hand, there's no denying those structural changes and the need for more of an emphasis on the premium part of the cabin.
Well, they have homogenized their business. They are much more of a, you know, they're we'll call it big three light, right? I mean, that's what I could call them in some ways.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I get that. I completely get it.
Well, listen, Bob Jordan, we wish them all well at Southwest and so forth. But right now, our focus is on American and getting that airline straight. And David Neeleman, I would never bet against him when it comes to Breeze. I just wouldn't. So, Richard, always you always bring it. Thank you for that. Good conversation today, as always. I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
You do the same. Thanks so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
Likewise. Same.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Richard Abalafia, folks. Listen, he always brings it. That's why he is one of the top analysts that are out there in the industry. So much more we wanted to get to him. Right now, well, we are going to step aside for some sponsor messages. We're going to flip the script to hotel design next. We do keep bringing it to you every segment, every hour, every week, folks. About 35 minutes at the start of hour two, well, we're going to convene the National Communal Forum. Will your station be featured today? Stay tuned to find out.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RM World Travel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. You hear Robert, Mary, and RJ and I talk about this longtime show partner regularly here in the program. And with all that's been happening in the month of February, there's no better time to get inspired, push harder, and upgrade your workout routine. Make Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic a part of your workouts. They're packed with upgrades that include active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once. And they have a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put no matter what you're doing. The new colors are awesome too. And the facts are, Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at about half the price, which is great for our wallets. Add in over 3 million happy customers and a 30-day happiness guarantee, and there's zero reason to overpay. You'll save 15% at buyraycon, R-A-C-O-N, buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, there are great hotel rooms, there are not-so-great hotel rooms, and there are disappointing hotel rooms. I've talked a lot about my idea of an ideal hotel room, But our next guest approaches hotel rooms with a whole different perspective. Ron Swidler is the CEO of the Getty's Group. It's a hotel consultancy. And he recently wrote an article on how to design the most profitable hotel room. Not something I think about much. And it turns out we actually agree on a couple of points. Ron, welcome back to the show. Okay, your article has as its premise that hoteliers are trying or should be trying to shrink the size of hotel rooms. They'll make more money if they can put another room in on the hallway. My first reaction was, wait a minute. But your piece has several good ideas that might make hotel accountants as well as guests happy. So please address the question first of hotel bathrooms.
Well, thanks, Rudy. It's a pleasure to chat with you again. Thanks again for having a chance to reconnect. I wanted to clarify something. I think that what's happened is that the cost of construction has just risen so quickly and to such a high degree that it's very difficult on a per square foot basis to build the same hotel that we used to build. And also, I think guests are more discerning as it relates to what is a value. What do they really need? Do they need that fine dining restaurant or that ballroom that happens to be in the hotel? Or are they going to be satisfied with just a comfortable place to sleep and work out? So the bathroom itself is one of those areas that has the highest return on investment. And it has to do with the quality of fit and finish. It has to do with the quality of lighting and cleanliness, things that are visibly clean. So I think that we are asking hoteliers to consider over-indexing in the bathrooms, actually.
Okay.
Allocating
more
space to the bathroom as a total percentage of total space allocation. And we had the opportunity to work with Hilton on the development of the Tempo brand. And with that brand, we decided to make a larger space allocated as a total percentage of the guest room.
Ron, we are running out of time, and I want to get to a couple other points. How do you conserve space in the rest of the hotel room?
Well, not everything that goes into I think it's a matter of prioritizing the amount of things in the guest room. For example, I think if we can have a comfortable place to sleep, a comfortable place to work, and adequate lighting, then certain things like perhaps a sofa or a large lounge chair or a bench may not actually be necessary. So I think it's a prioritization of what is most important to the guests. And perhaps for some of those smaller rooms, we can sacrifice the quality of space slightly with better lighting and higher finishes.
And you've talked about a fold-down desk possibly. You also say that even if you're a hotel chain, you really shouldn't have all hotels designed the same. And we have about a minute left for that answer.
Yeah, no, I think that that's absolutely right. I think we've had a tendency to design hotels as if they have to appeal to everyone rather than being a bit more discerning as to who that guest might actually be. I do think that we've made a mistake, Rudy, over the years of assuming that just because we travel with laptops doesn't mean we need a comfortable place to work. I think we're now taking phone calls, video calls, et cetera, from guest rooms where we do need great lighting. We do need good work surfaces. We do need good seating. And I think we also have to take into consideration the perhaps less able-bodied travelers. So, yes, I'm advocating just rethinking who the guest is, what is most important to them, what they need in the space. I just stayed, for example, this week in a hotel room where there was a pull-down desk built into the wall, and it was completely adequate for what I needed, and when I didn't need it, it was folded up and out of the way. So I think there just is an opportunity to think about space a little bit more creatively and also to take into consideration how much time we actually spend in the guest room versus public areas of a hotel. Frankly, I'd rather work in a lobby with a great cup of coffee next to me and my headphones on.
Ron Swidler is the CEO of the Getty's Group, and you can go to Getty's.com, but it's really aimed at the hotel industry. And Ron's topic of today is really shrinking the room isn't about sacrifice. It's about strategy and if you do it right. But I do like his emphasis on the bathroom. Hey, Ron, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it. Keep getting our bathrooms larger with nicer furnishings.
Thanks, Rudy.
We'll be right back right after this break.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplisafe.com/carry. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by the team ready to help you at Sell My House Fast. Well, with spring coming fast, if you're looking to sell your home or maybe you have a second house somewhere that it's time to move on from, perhaps you're really relocating or you've inherited a home you don't want. Maybe you got a tenant you really don't want or you're going through a divorce and are behind on taxes. Whatever the issue, if you want to get the cash out of your house now, this is an opportunity for you. For 25 years now, this team has successfully been selling new houses, old houses, abandoned houses, all types, at a fair price, and they close fast. Plus, there's no real estate agent involved, and that means no additional real estate commissions. They'll do all the repairs, all the cleaning, even any clean out if that's needed. They've got so many Google five-star reviews because their offers are fair and the process is transparent. Give them a ring today at 800-734-0504. That's 800-734-0504. 800-734-0504. Well, as a traveler, you have probably read, as I have, that if you go on the internet via your phone or iPad or computer, in an airport and sign into a public Wi-Fi system provided by an airport or maybe an airline lounge, it's possible for someone else to tap into your device without your knowing about it. Our next guest, Daisha Milton, she is the CNET Consumer Insights Editor, says it's not just airports. It could be a cafe or really any other public place that offers Wi-Fi. Daisha, welcome to the show. Is that an accurate statement to begin with?
Yes, thank you for having me. Really, when we start thinking about VPNs and just being able to access your information, a VPN is something that really helps you by encrypting your information so that it is protected during when you think about that internet traffic and how much we actually use online. So anytime you can use a VPN, be it the airport, a coffee shop, it is an extra layer of protection to protect your internet service provider, to protect your IP address, excuse me, and to really think about the data that you are using back and forth online.
All right, VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. But before we talk about that specifically, just a quick question. So if you don't have a VPN and someone wants to get into your, you're in an airline lounge and you're using the airline lounge's Wi-Fi system, can they actually get into your computer and look at your all your bank accounts and all that?
We have to think that that is a possibility. Now, how is it done? There's a number of ways. We have to think that cyber criminals are getting really savvy when it comes to how they can actually access information and how and what type of information it can actually access. So we often think of a VPN as an extra layer of protection that can hopefully protect you against that. So to be very clear, it's not antivirus software. It doesn't. It's not identity theft protection, right? But you have to think that it's protecting your IP address. And so much goes on. You think about transferring money, checking your flight, sending a work email, all of those things. This is an extra layer of protection to encrypt that data a little bit, give you a little extra layer of protection while you're doing those things in a public setting.
Okay, VPN, virtual private network. How do I get it? Do I have to pay for it? Is it difficult? Do you install it? Is it hard to use?
Yeah. So CNET has a really good list of free VPNs, but also VPNs that you can pay for on a monthly basis, or you can pay for on an annual basis. And sometimes they offer a little discount for you paying that upfront annual cost, right? And we recommend ExpressVPN for a number of reasons. It is on a little bit of the more, not the cheapest option, but it's good in terms of privacy and security, also good for streaming. So when we start thinking about choosing a VPN, you're going to want to look at a number of factors, such as how many countries are actually available, how many servers are available, right? There's a lot of different settings that you're going to want to think about when choosing a VPN. Once you've narrowed down that one that works for you, you're going to download the app onto your phone, onto your tablet, even your computer. And there's even like websites that you can, of course, log into when you want to connect to the VPN. You'll sign in using your account credentials, and then you'll select a VPN server to use. So VPNs come with these different servers that you can actually connect to. So when we think about the fastest possible speeds, you're going to want to think about choosing something that's geographically close, and then when you're thinking about just region-protected content, you're going to want to maybe choose the server in a preferred country, right? After that, you're going to enable your VPN. So you'll just click the button that says connect, and then your VPN should be enabled. So that's why it's really important to have that app downloaded to all of your devices so that it's really easy for you to get access and connect to that VPN, especially when you're out and about.
So I need an app on my computer and iPad as well?
I would say so, yes, especially if you're going to, let's say, take your iPad to your local coffee shop, right? That's something that you're going to want to make sure that if you're handling sensitive information, especially online, if you're connecting to the Wi-Fi, let's say, at the coffee shop, you're definitely going to want to connect to your VPN. So having it available on that app on your iPad or your tablet or your phone, definitely something you should have ready to go.
Go to CNET, that's CENET.com for more details. Daisha Milden is their Consumer Insights Editor. Daisha, thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
We have mixed it up over these first four segments today, folks, as we cover the world of travel. We're about to do it again for the E Block, as medical tourism is the prescription for these next 7 minutes, and rather appropriately, we're sponsored by Relief Factor.
100% drug-free and third-party tested for purity and potency. If you suffer from aches, pains, and inflammation, Relief Factor is a remedy for you to check out. Life can take a toll on our bodies, whether it's from being overly athletic, working a physical job, an injury, or many other things. As the saying goes, there's a price to be paid for living sometimes, but this supplement is an effective way to turn back the clock on pain.
Travel can also impact our bodies, and you'll notice the difference as soon as you take Relief Factor, folks. Developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation, it doesn't mask pain, it helps eliminate it forever. Join us, go to relieffactor.com, try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Jonathan Eitelheit is the chairman and co-founder of the Medical Tourism Association. He is known as a pioneer in the world of medical travel, which is a fast-growing sector within the travel industry. Back to the show hotline we go to connect with Jonathan now.
Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Jonathan.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. You know, since this is our first time talking on the program with you, I want to build a solid foundation here. So how would you broadly define medical tourism and how your association supports the industry?
I would define medical tourism as traveling, leaving the United States, going to another country for some type of medical treatment, surgery, or it even could be expensive medication. So it could be orthopedics, dental, vision, plastic surgery, you know, any type of, even cancer. And a lot of Americans go abroad because they're either trying to save money, and it could be 50 to 90% cheaper, or it could be because they're getting treatment that doesn't exist in the U.S. because innovation is happening overseas.
Okay, so last month, Robert and I were in two areas of the world that we know have seen a rise in travel for medical purposes, Costa Rica and Panama. We were also in Mexico, Robert. That's another busy spot for certain procedures. But I know somebody who recently left Atlanta for a few months to undergo a serious medical procedure, and he did his rehab in Panama. What are some other countries around the world where you're seeing just tremendous growth in this area?
I would say all around Latin America. Obviously, Costa Rica and Mexico are huge. There's a lot of people going to Asia, Korea, Thailand. They do a tremendous amount of medical tourism. A lot of people going to Europe. There's a lot of Americans now going to Turkey, but people have to be careful going to Turkey because you could have a good experience or you could have a terrible experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, I think a big piece of it is the vacation piece. People are choosing a doctor or hospital that is high quality, but then they're, you know, taking their family and they're combining it with this amazing experience. And sometimes the cost savings, I would say you're dumb not to do it. Meaning I had a family member who was quoted $60,000 for veneers here in Florida, and I took them and they got it in Costa Rica for $15,000. And it was even better quality veneers by a better doctor than her local doctor here in South Florida.
Well, the family member that I know who went to Panama, this was a more serious procedure, but the cost was, the difference in cost was unbelievable, and he got great care.
A little scary what we're paying for.
Yeah, really, exactly. So listen, choosing medical care is complex. It's complex whether you're in the U.S. and you're just going to your local doctor these days, never mind having to find a specialist for, you know, major surgery or for cancer treatment. Is there a special platform that people can go to? How does one even begin to make the decision, I'm going to fly to Costa Rica and I'm going to get this? Where do you start?
I think, you know, doing research online, talking to family members. You know, we have a site that we launched with Master called Better by MTA, where people can go and search for vetted providers, communicate with them. But I think you really need to do a lot of due diligence, because a lot of people make mistakes when they're looking at medical tourism, because they'll just go online, contact anybody, and believe them. And they may not be good quality. They may not have good experiences. They may steal your money. And I think you need to focus on finding a great doctor, a great hospital, looking at accreditation, talking to patients that have gone to that provider to get feedback that they had good outcomes, and making your decision really wisely. And one of the most important things I tell people is don't just do it just upon price. Focus on high quality, but focus on a fair price, because sometimes people shop for the absolute lowest price, and those providers may be the ones that provide the worst outcome. you know, if you're looking two providers in Mexico as an example.
Yeah, that's the old adage, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Really quick with you, you know, if you had a wish list for the future of medical tourism, okay, what would be atop that list?
I think the top would be more Americans knowing this is completely safe and that you could travel for it and helping more Americans save money. I think that sometimes people are nervous about going to another country or traveling, especially if you haven't before. But I would say do a good look at your local healthcare. I work with doctors all over the world, so I can say this. In the U.S., we've already exported our healthcare. Most of the doctors are from international medical schools in foreign countries. So, you know, people understanding you can go to the best doctor in another country or go to maybe an average doctor here in the U.S. that is from a foreign country. Mm. The difference is you can save 50% to 90% if you go abroad.
So, Jonathan, we really appreciate your time with us today. Folks, I want to give you the website and go get more information, better.medicaltourism.com, better.medicaltourism.com. Stay healthy, Jonathan.
You too.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Jonathan. Folks, and we didn't get into this, but listen, cash is king when you're traveling overseas for sure, but check with your insurance. There may be some out-of-network copays you have to deal with, but in some cases, that will be covered as well. That's going to wrap Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is ahead in just 7 minutes. We're going to begin with the National Communal Forum, the Personal Connection, Deals of the Week, and more are all still to come. Keep those radios locked in. We'll all be back with you after this top-of-the-hour break. Don't forget, you can catch the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.